Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. A Russian grain industry lobby group has asked Moscow not to introduce restrictions on grain exports, saying it would be detrimental for the agricultural sector. The lobby group said that so far in the 14-15 marketing year that started on July 1st, grain exports from Russia have reached 18.3 million tons. It's expected December exports of 2.8 million tons and estimated the exportable surplus for the year at 32 to 33 million tons. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 196,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico during the 14-15 marketing year. The euro slipped to a two-year low today, with the latest dose of drab economic data bolstering expectations of further easing ahead of the European Central Bank's monthly meeting. The ECB makes its policy announcement tomorrow, and persistently low inflation and a flagging economic recovery have ramped up the pressure on the central bank to expand its program of asset purchases. Such a move likely would dent the euro, which has steadied since hitting its previous low for the year in November. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 17,831, now make it 871. It's up 9 points. The NASDAQ is 4316, up 11 and a quarter. The S&P 500 is 2069, and it is up 3.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Another pleasant morning, I suppose, across a big part of the Midwest. We do have cloud cover, though, across portions of Ohio and southeastern half to two-thirds of Indiana, over most of Michigan, and also down into Kentucky. Everybody else has mostly fair conditions. The temperatures are not nearly as cold as they were yesterday in some areas. We're looking at teens and 20s in the western Corn Belt, mostly 20s and 30s in the eastern Midwest. And precipitation is limited to a few spits and spats of both rain and snow being reported in parts of Ohio as well as portions of Kentucky. Well, this precipitation today is headed out of the region. We don't expect to see much in the way of significant moisture for the rest of the day. That doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. The lower parts of the Midwest will be seeing some rain development beginning tomorrow. Actually, it could begin overnight tonight in a few spots in the far southwestern portions of the Corn Belt, but I think for the most part it will be during the day tomorrow. We'll see some light rain develop across central and southern Illinois, portions of Missouri, Kentucky, the southern half of Indiana, and probably southwest and south central portions of Ohio. As we get late in the day, there will be a little better low-pressure system developing out in the central plains. That the low-pressure system will head eastward and will spread more rain back across the lower parts of the Midwest. That will occur as we go into the day on Friday. Most of the region south of the Great Lakes region will get at least a little bit of precipitation from this event. Areas down near the Ohio River will probably see quarter to three-quarter inch totals. Some local amounts may be coming up around an inch. The precipitation is certainly not welcome. That area has been plenty moist recently. Field work will continue to be on hold. And it looks like the northern parts of the Midwest are still poised to see a generally dry weather pattern as we go through this next 5 to 7 days. There will be another disturbance that will show up in portions of the Midwest as we get out a little bit later in time. First, we'll have a little frontal boundary that will race across the region Sunday into Monday. That event will produce very little precipitation outside of the Great Lakes region. And a surface high pressure center will settle into the region as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. of next week. And as that high pressure system begins to abate, we may open the door for another opportunity for some precipitation to develop across the region. The confidence is a little bit low. It'll probably be in the second weekend of the two-week outlook, however. Well, temperatures across the region don't look too bad for this time of the year. We are expecting to see highs work their way back up into at least a little bit more of a seasonal range of 30s and 40s north and 40s and 50s south. This will take place as we get into the Friday through the weekend period. The next 2 days, though, will be a bit cooler than that. We'll look for 20s and 30s in the northern Midwest and 30s and some 40s occurring in the south. There'll be probably a few teens in the upper portions of the Midwest. Down in South America, it still looks rosy for most of the key crop areas. A little bit of drying will occur in the northeast and southwesternmost portions of Brazil. None of that is going to fester into a major problem, with the exception of maybe a few of the northeastern locations. We'll keep an eye on that. But the minor production area, Argentina, it will see some erratic rainfall over the coming week. Some of the western parts of the country have already firmed up a bit, and some timely rain will be important in that area. Some of the computer forecast models have suggested western Argentina will get some timely rain coming up in the coming week, especially this weekend, but I'm not real confident that everybody's going to get rain, so we'll keep an eye on that. The rest of Argentina is doing relatively well, although there is concern about wheat quality in some areas of Buenos Aires. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thanks to everyone who attended the first annual WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference in Normal. We appreciate your support. And thanks to these businesses for helping to make it possible. Farm Credit Illinois, Bates Commodities, AgriGold, Standard Grain, and Strategic Farm Marketing.
Let's go ahead and check in with Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana. As we look at the screen this morning, Bill, we see that December corn is 364 and three quarters down three. The July, 393 and a quarter down three and a half. Beans down as well. January at 986, down nine and three quarters. And the July at 1005 and down nine and three quarters. Do we want, Bill, to confirm a head and shoulder top in the soybean complex?
Most assuredly. I think that yesterday's breakdown was exactly that. I know that some of the blogs and news services were touting that South American production estimates were on the rise, but I think more importantly, dialing down and looking at meal prices, because meal's been the deal for an extended period of time. When we see the premiums for December meal in South America coming down and January, that's probably the backbone of the market that said, okay, we've satisfied our situation. Now we have to look at things going forward, and that probably means lower values. The chart pattern right now looks like the January beans for a 980 mark is right there on the threshold. We could gel here for a day or two, but ultimately the target's probably appreciably lower than where we are right now.
966 possible?
Most assuredly. I think realistically, everybody's got an opinion on this one, but I've heard some stories, 6 or 8 weeks ago where people thought January beans would have an 8 in front of them. I can't forecast that. That's not what we do. But I would say right now that selling rallies, rewarding any kind of a bounce, is probably going to be an odds-on favorite for most of our producer
friends. I know that the technical analysis, pure technical analysis off of this particular formation would suggest a test of the low, but that's just based on pure technicals.
Yeah, and I think realistically you've got a lot of other influences at work. You've got your corn and wheat market, which are trying to swim upstream a little bit here. You've got currency issues that have to be dealt with both in South America and in the U.S. With the dollars at seven-year highs against several currencies, that has something to play into it as well.
What about the corn market? It's been chopping sideways, but now it's chopping sideways at the low end of its range.
It sure is. I think it's following the wheat market. The wheat market got a lot of support out of the Russian news, speculation that farmer holding against their currencies, as well as the fast dormancy or the quick dormancy for winter wheat and winter crops gave you a little bit of support. But day before yesterday, you got up to your 200-day moving average on your daily chart, 50-week moving average on the weekly chart, pretty close, and that's a good place to pause. If you don't feed the bull, you're probably going to back up, and I don't think weather or the currency issue is enough to do it, so we're pulling back. And we'll watch and see. I think the wheat market's vulnerable. Soft red winter for 25, 35 cents, maybe a little bit more, but I don't think we have to do that.
But maybe the big technical chart to keep an eye on is the U.S. dollar, which punched the new highs for its move and now maybe appear to potentially test the March 9 highs around 89.60.
You know, I think that's a possibility, and what we've talked about in-house is what would change the profile for the dollar. And it's going to have to be a fiscal policy change as far as currency is concerned. And right this minute, I do not see the U.S. doing any structural shifts, and I don't see any other thing playing out around the world. South America is probably the first on the chopping block as far as something could change at the end of the calendar year, but most of that's already been traded and discounted. So unless something comes out of Russia or something surprising out of the United States pops up, we're probably going to continue to chop around. And that 88 or 89 mark is doable, but it's not probably a game changer either.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 364 and three quarters, down three. March, 378, down three and a quarter. May, 386 and a half, down three and a quarter. July, 393 and a half, down three and a quarter. January beans, 985 and a quarter, down 10 and a half, now 10 and a quarter. March, 992 and a quarter, down 10 and three quarters. May, 999 and a half, down 10 and a half. July, 1004 and a quarter, down 10 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.